This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There is no reliable question that begins with the word why.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I recently reviewed something that Peter Atkins said about why questions. Him saying that they are really meaningless questions. Let's take a look at what he said. And let's come back and comment on this.
There is no reliable question that begins with the word why. Why questions do not lead to reliable knowledge. Any reliable why question must be deconstructed into how questions. So science has no truck with why questions.
So as you guys saw, what Peter Atkins was kind of putting forward was the positivistic notion, which has been really said before, that anything that doesn't conform or can be investigated by the scientific method would be rendered meaningless by definition. And this is flawed for many reasons. One of those reasons is that this is a self-defeating, self-refuting postulation. The scientific method itself is not subject to the scientific method. In other words, the scientific method is a series of steps of how to investigate natural phenomena. Those steps, which are, for all intents and purposes, not empirically justified, cannot be put under a microscope. Likewise, like many have said, including Massimo Pigliucci, that the deontology or the ontology of ethics or the mathematics, the philosophy of mathematics, all of those things and more are things which the scientific method has no particular access to. That is not to say that morality does not exist, or that mathematics, even more absurdly, does not exist, or that predicate logic or propositional logic or any kind of logic, analytic, modal, are all meaningless things. You see, the reason why positivism or verificationism, as it was known in the 1920s and 30s, became really a redundant form of interrogation, philosophical interrogation, is because of these questions and more, which principles of verification and the positivistic school of thought or logical positivism could not deal with. Thus, the idea that why questions are meaningless is itself a meaningless statement. Human beings are sentient, volitional creatures with free will and who can ask the question why. Part of the reason that makes us human and that distinguishes us from the rest of the animal kingdom and indeed all of living matter and organisms is the fact that we can question, that we can ask the question, why? And I regularly ask people that in this life that we live and in this world in which we inhabit, how and why is it the case that we were thrown into life in the way that we have been thrown into life, and that there is no purpose to life, such that we would be thrown right back out? I think the existence of sentience, of volition, and of free will is itself an evidence for the fact that there is some decision to be made. Because free will would otherwise be redundant, a redundant feature of the human condition. The inquisitive and almost inbuilt curiosity that human beings have would be something which is purposeless on this school of thought. But the truth of the matter is, that is not the case. The truth of the matter is, there is a reason why we are here. And the reason is that we may do what everything else in existence is doing. And that is, simply stated, submitting to the laws of nature. And we must submit to the laws of nature. However, the question which needs to be asked is, are these laws of nature explicable in and of themselves, or do they themselves require an explanation? The answer is, these laws of nature are put in place by the lawmaker, the one who knows nature, and the one who has manufactured and contrived nature to be the way that it is. As Muslims, we believe that this creator, this intelligent designer, not only put laws of nature for creation, but sent prophets and messengers aforetime to communicate the human guidance in the form of revelation. And those prophets that you've heard, maybe growing up in Sunday school, if you come from the Judeo-Christian tradition, or madrasa, if you are from the Muslim tradition, like Moses and Abraham and Jesus, are individuals who merely communicated that guidance to human beings. We believe as Muslims that the final of those messengers was the Prophet Muhammad himself, who came with the Quran. And this, I believe, is not only intellectually satisfying. It's not only an intellectually satisfying proposition, but is one which can be evidenced and rationalized, but that will be for another day. I'm going to be doing a series on the Sapiens Institute channel, where in which we review all the arguments for and against Islam as a religion, and wherein which we will be arguing for Islam by showing the proofs that Islam is the truth. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.